Welcome to the Ordinary Girl Podcast with your hosts, Courtney Rain
and Kaylee Shannon,
a podcast where two ordinary girls share their hilarious,
embarrassing,
challenging,
and insane stories
of life in their 20s in Los Angeles, California.
Today's Ordinary Girl shout out is going to Miss Elise McGill. Shout out 2013 LT. That was really weird. If you want a chance to be shouted out on our next podcast, follow at Ordinary Girl Podcast on Instagram. Elise, thanks for your support, girl. We love that you're listening.
Lego. Dun, dun. Three. Yellow bottle shine. I don't know. It's a Chris Brown song.
What?
It's like Lego.
Apple body jeans.
No.
Boots with the
fur. This is the one I'm thinking of.
And the whole club is looking at her. Hey, last thing you know. Starting out low. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's Look At Me Now.
Look At Me Now. What is that? Hey.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
I got that down.
Yellow Lamborghini, hey, yellow top missing, hey. Is this called Black and Yellow?
No, it's called.
I remember that song from back in the day.
That was from Pittsburgh.
Black and Yellow.
Who is the yellow? Black and yellow. It was like made because Pittsburgh. Black and Yellow Steelers, all that stuff.
No idea.
And then who's that person?
Like is that a banana or a bee?
No, it's like Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah,
because he's from Pittsburgh.
Wow,
I know.
Didn't know that.
Episode two.
Here we go. We got a lot to fill you in on. Miss Courtney.
I know where we're going with this.
First question: are you single?
For once in my life,
no.
Which is crazy. It's so crazy.
We made it, everybody.
I know the real reason why I didn't make it on The Bachelor. Dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun.
So, literally, it's so funny because I just made it official yesterday on Instagram when we were filming this, and the amount of people that are actually sad because I won't make it on The Bachelor is actually unreal.
It is kind of sad,
but it's so funny because everyone's like, oh my gosh, like, does that mean you won't be on The Bachelor? And I was like, yeah, no, that means I won't be on national television trying to find love when I already have it. So.
She got it, baby. All right, let's just freaking start from the beginning.
Oh,
what is
gosh.
This man's name?
Okay, so his name's Caleb.
Okay,
and
cute.
I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm nervous for this only because I don't like to be wrong. I think I'm just like too prideful for this. And I'm like so scared to like come out and be like, his name's Caleb and he's my boyfriend and like blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then like have a chance that later on down the road, I'm going to be wrong, which I don't think I am. But like, I'm scared that like one day I made this so public and then all of a sudden I'm going to be wrong.
Yep.
And people are going to ask me about him for years. Like, I am so scared about that.
Well, first of all, that's what it's like to live in the public eye. Okay.
I know. Well, we kept it private for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I've actually been dating this kid we had our first date. Well, we started talking in September.
Yeah.
And then we started dating in October. And when we're filming this, it's December. And so, like, it's been a while since
I've been. Wait a
minute. And I haven't, like, made it public or anything like that. But, dude, guys, like.
Yeah.
Well, let's address that because, like, honestly, it's so. That's how everybody experiences relationships. You start it, and you don't start it thinking, like, yeah, we're breaking up. Like, this is not the guy.
I know.
Start it, and you know, like, you have this gut feeling, this is good, this is right, this
and
is
I
fun.
And I do, and I've been praying about it and all of this stuff, and I'm just like, I don't know.
And so I actually, for the longest time, I had all my walls up. I was like, I'm not.
Every wall.
I know.
I had
every boundary. Like, I was the queen of boundaries. I was like, we're going to have these physical boundaries, and we're going to have these emotional boundaries, mm-hmm. and, like, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even to the point where there were specific things I wasn't even telling him because I was like, I don't, like, I need to have these emotional boundaries up with you. Like, I don't want to tell you about any traumas that I've ever had. I don't want to tell you about my struggles. I don't want you to tell you about my heartache or whatever.
Yep.
Like, I just want, like, I had all these emotional boundaries set up. And as I continued to pray about it and God was just revealing these answers to me, eventually God just kind of told me, enter into this relationship as if your heart has never been bruised.
Wow.
And I was like,
damn it.
I was like, I don't want this.
Yeah, I didn't hear
and
that.
And so I literally just kept picturing like this heart on a silver platter and I was giving it to Caleb. I was giving him my unbruised heart.
Yeah.
And usually like, I don't know, you want to protect it or whatever. And you want to like make sure you have all these boundaries. And like, I really, 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 really felt like God was telling me, don't enter this with walls up. I want you to give him your heart unbruised on a silver platter. And it's been crazy. I obeyed God and God has been literally been doing some crazy amazing things. Yeah. He's been healing every single aspect. Like,
come on.
He's been healing my traumas from high school. He's been healing my ex-boyfriend traumas. He's been healing, like, to the point where I'm so sorry if Caleb's parents are listening to this. I am so sorry.
Hey.
But to the point where we were totally making out and I bawled in the middle of making out because there was something healing in that moment.
Come on.
Where I basically, like, I mean, I've had a whole podcast where I talked about previous relationships and how I've had a relationship in the past that was very, like, sexually pressuring and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
And literally, like, we were, I am so sorry, Caleb. I'm
no, this
so
is
sorry.
So good. But this is so good.
I was like, we were making out, and in the middle of it, he could tell that I was really uncomfortable. And he was like, oh my gosh, Courtney, is everything okay? Like, he's like, I think we should talk about this.
Yeah, that's
and I was
right.
Like, I don't want to talk about it. It's fine. And he was like, no, seriously, Courtney, I think we should talk about it. I was like, I just don't feel comfortable going any further. And he was like, okay. It was just like this weird moment where he's like, okay. And I was like, but what? I was like, you're okay with this? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I would never want to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you mean you're okay with making out and not going any further? And he's like, yeah. And then it was waterworks. I started bawling because I was like, what do you mean? And like,
that's
talk about a ruined moment. I absolutely ruined that moment.
No, but she made it even better.
And I was just like, what do you mean? It's just so crazy. Like, this kid is so incredible. He's so smart and he's so funny and he's so patient. That's my favorite thing about him, is how patient he is, how kind he is. And it's like nothing like I've ever experienced.
All right, so let's just start from the top. Where did he come from?
So,
where were you?
So I met him on a dating app.
Yeah,
we met
right.
on Hinge.
That's
and
right. Hinge.
I have never met anyone on, I've never went on a first date off a dating app ever. And it was super weird. And also I almost didn't swipe him because I only swipe guys that have like Christianity on their profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, he had like the little tab that said like, you know, I'm a Christian, all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everyone kind of has that. Uh-huh. Like, and a lot of times, like, they don't go to church and, like, all this stuff. And so mm-hmm. I don't trust that unless they honestly say that I'm looking for, like, a Christ-centered relationship.
Okay, pause. So what made you decide, all right, I'm downloading this app? What made you ready to date?
Dude, I'm just lonely. So I was like, I've been single for 4 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been on dating apps for a while. And then I just, like, swipe when I'm bored. And I never really take it that seriously.
For sure.
It's actually funny because I've been praying to God. And I'm like, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And it's been more about my career. But I think God was like, I do think you're ready. Like, here you go.
Let's go.
I saw that this kid was from Pittsburgh. And, like, he played baseball for the University of Pitt. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what? Like, that's, like, an hour away from my hometown. Like, this is crazy. And you happen to be in L.A. Like, what?
That's crazy.
And so I ended up, I don't know, there was something in me that was like, swipe him. And so I was like, cool. I was like, this sounds good. Actually, I think because he didn't have anything about Christianity on his profile, but he liked, if you guys are avid Hinge users, you guys kind of know how it works. Basically, like, he liked a thing that I said about how I want someone who loves coffee and Jesus as much as I do. And so he liked it. And so then I was like, okay, maybe he does. Like, you wouldn't like that unless you actually are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I swiped him. We started talking. And, like, instantly it was like a connection. It was so crazy. And I had prayed about how it's really hard for me to date someone who doesn't understand Pittsburgh. It's like really, really, really hard for me because they just don't understand. And within minutes, like, he was talking about like Grove City and Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, and like all of these places. And I was like, how do you know these? These are places in the middle of nowhere.
That's amazing.
I'm so confused. And he's like, oh, have you ever been to the brewery in Slippery Rock? And I was like, that was a 2-minute walk from my dorm room in college. Like,
what the
heck? And so it was just so crazy that I'm getting this piece of Pittsburgh in LA.
That's amazing.
And so we went on our first date and I was super nervous and it just ended up being super cool.
What'd you guys do?
So we just went to a little coffee shop. We met in the middle in good old Pasadena, California.
Yeah.
And we just met and we had coffee at Blue Bottle and it was really awesome. Like, I was super nervous too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things that I noticed about him, which is probably so terrible, but it was the paying situation always freaks me out. I hate that. Like, I know we filmed a podcast about this, but I don't think it ever went live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, like, I hate the paying situation. It makes me so uncomfortable to be like, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna like let this person pay for me. Like, it's just uncomfortable for me. And he literally was like, oh, what are you getting? And like, I told him, and he just like stepped up and he was like, hey, we could have two, like, can we have two of these lattes? Like, just like so okay. assertive.
And I was like, there's no questioning. Nobody was like, my wallet. Your
yeah,
wallet.
There was there was none of that. No wow. awkward moments. He like asked, what do you want? And then he went up and he was like, can we have two lattes? Like, it was like so yes. quick. And so that made me feel like literally was like all of those anxieties that were building up, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be a super awkward thing, like blah blah yeah. blah. Just like he just like let it go because he was so assertive.
And wasn't there a really funny story about you getting there and seeing him, and then you like oh my walked gosh. Around and or
so
something?
I am so I have please be patient student driver stickers on the back of my
ridiculous.
Car
ridiculous
because I suck at driving, and I literally saw him walking to the coffee place, and I didn't want him to see my stickers. Like, we were at the same crosswalk and he's walking and I'm in my car, and so like I turn right because I was like, I don't want him to see me, like I don't want him to see these stickers.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So I parked like down the road like somewhere else so that he didn't see my car. He ended up seeing it anyway, it was totally fine. I'm like, that's embarrassing.
Oh my, because it's not just one, like, please be patient, I'm a student driver.
No, it's like all over the back of my car.
There's like six of them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but also it's so nice because people are so nice to me on the road. It is a life hack. Actually, I've been seeing more and more and more truly. People have these stickers on the back of their
it's
car.
So
I think
smart.
I'm starting a trend.
You are.
Like, if you are a terrible driver and you want people to be nicer to you on the road, put that you are a student driver. There is no checking it. You will not get a ticket. The cops probably won't pull you over. You could run a red light and they'd be like, oh, she's a student driver.
Oh my God.
Which is so bad. But it is a life hack. There I've actually go. Had cops follow me before. And then like, I think they get nervous that they're making me nervous. So then they like leave. It's
oh my
so cool.
God. Your life
hack. Yeah.
So
no,
the
dude.
First date, your coffee, he pays. What'd you guys talk about?
Everything. Like, it was so weird because we talked about everything. We talked about like, literally, and I know this is gonna sound so stupid,
no.
but we literally talked about like how many kids we wanted on the first date. It was so weird. I know, like things that it would normally freak people out, it just came up casually. Like it wasn't, and what was so crazy is for the first like month, it felt like we were literally doing a marriage interview, but it didn't feel like pressured. Like it was just like, we'd be talking and he'd literally be like, so like he would say, so what are your thoughts on financial support in a marriage? Like, who do you think, like, do you think like the wife should be working? Do you not?
Wow.
Like these questions would just come up casually or be like, so like, what do you think that you struggle with the most in your faith? Like just crazy
okay.
questions like this. And it was just so cool because we got so close so quickly on like mm-hmm. such an intimate emotional level.
Wow. Okay, so first date, knocks it out of the water. How long were you guys there?
We were there for like a little bit over 2 hours. It was insane.
Dude, and you don't do well with strangers.
I do not. I am so uncomfortable, and I'm especially uncomfortable on a date.
Yeah.
And we just talked, and it was actually multiple times where I was like, it would like kind of get awkward. And so I'd be like, okay, I think I'm going to leave now. And then like, I don't know, we would just start another conversation up and
wow.
we'd stay for another half an hour. And then, so then the second date, I brought him home to my friends.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I kind of knew early on that I was like, I really like this kid. And like,
yeah.
this kid's going to be a keeper.
Yeah. And then second date, you were like,
I brought him home
surprise,
to my friends.
You're actually going to, not just one or two friends, you have 18,
oh my
19.
Gosh, I literally brought him home to 18 of my closest friends, like
yeah.
my chosen family.
That's right. Welcome.
So it's kind of like meeting the parents on the second date a little bit.
Yeah,
and so
truly.
I brought him home and like all of my friends, like this was another thing that like really impressed me.
This is a big test.
Yeah. And so I brought him in. I've warned everyone. I was like, guys, I'm bringing a guy home. I really like him. Everyone befriend him.
Be nice. Ask him very intense questions. If you have any red flags, you have to tell me immediately.
This was me.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy. And then he comes in and I remember being like, I need to babysit. I need to entertain.
Yeah.
I need to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then within 5 minutes, him and my roommate Amanda just started bouncing off of each other. And I remember feeling this wave of relief. I was
yes.
like, I don't need to babysit. It was
oh.
so amazing.
He can like stand his own ground, have his own conversations.
It was so cool.
Which sounds like kind of duh.
But people should be able to do that. You don't understand. Like, that is not a thing.
Yeah. It's really hard to find, like, that kind of self-assured kind of dude who can, like, hold his own in your environment.
I know.
Let's go.
It was so amazing. And I'm not the best in groups, so he actually noticed that I get really quiet in groups because I do. I just, like if there's stronger personalities in the room, I'm not going to, like, jump up and, like, be the personality. Like, I'll just, like, sit back and I'll just let other people have it. Like, that's totally fine. Yeah. And so it was just interesting to see him just, like, jump in and, like, go head first into it.
Would you recommend that for other people to have the second date with, like, all of your friends?
Honestly, or, like, yeah. All of your family? Okay. Like, well, maybe not your family. Okay, there's a lot of pressure when it comes to a family.
For
like,
sure.
He had me meet his family, like, 2 months in, and I was, like, freaking out.
And it was kind of a surprise, but we'll get there.
Yeah, he literally told me, he gave me 3-hour notice. And he's like, hey, want to meet my family? And I was like,
and this dude's like a family guy, like super close.
His mom is his best friend, his dad is his best friend, his sister is his best friend. Like, it was insane. And he's like, hey, 3 hours from now, you want to go, like, meet my entire family and come to church with us?
I was like, wow. Okay. And then you're like, how do I worship in front of these people? Like, hands all the way up, like, hands at my side.
It was actually really weird too. Yeah, we'll get into it, because, like, he brought me to his church that's outside, and, like, no one, like, really worshipped. It was, like, really weird. Like, no one, like, put their hands up. They just kind of sat in their chair and they, like, kind of hummed. And I was like, I want to go all in, but I couldn't. I was, like, trying to match the room. it was an interesting thing. And his family's incredible, but
second date, bring that boy to your friend circle, see how he interacts, if people are, like, comfortable, if they're not, like, yeah, I totally respect my friend's opinion so much that, like, if they have an inkling of a red flag, I trust that. Like, I respect that so
much. And it was crazy because so many of my roommates, this is something I've never experienced. Like, I brought my ex-boyfriend home one time and immediately my family was like, we hate him. And so then to have this boy come over to my chosen family and then get text messages for days after being like, hey, I forgot to tell you, we love Kayla.
Yes.
It was just so night and day, and it was so cool.
What did people say that they liked about him?
Like, people were just saying that, like, they think that he's so fun and they love, actually, Adam actually said, he's like, I love seeing someone make you that nervous.
He and Sterling, like, totally hit it off.
They loved each other. And also, like, because I was just bringing him over and I was like, okay, this is going to be casual, blah, blah, blah. He was very open with my friends about how we're dating. And I was like,
dang.
Okay. Like, not that that's a bad thing. I loved it. Yeah. Like, that was actually, like, there were a few things that I noticed in that moment. One, he was able to hold his own ground. He was able to get along with my roommates. Mm-hmm. He was so open about telling people that we were dating. And I was like, oh gosh. And there were just so many things where I was like, okay, this is super cool.
And we played games. So it was like a chance for him to express himself.
And he,
like,
definitely has my friend's sense of humor.
Oh my gosh, totally. He fit right in.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't even know what else to talk about. Like, and I remember, like, having all of these, like, I was like, oh, I don't know if I like it. I was going back and forth in the beginning and, like, trying to, like, guard my heart. And I had all these questions. But we went into the relationship with such an emotional connection in the very beginning that it was so cool because, like, we went into it knowing everything emotionally. Like, we were like, I know his biggest struggles, I know his weaknesses, like, I know all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And because we connected on an emotional level, like, and then we connected on a physical level. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool because first, like, he didn't even kiss me for a while. It was like a month. Dude, I was like, dude, what is so happening? And so we went in just getting to know each other on, like, a really, really, really deep emotional level. And then he kissed me. And then we realized that we were physically compatible.
Yeah.
And then now we're, like, we're on this thing called Project Fun, where we're just trying to, like, go on really fun dates and just see if we're able to, like, have fun together.
Does he make you laugh?
Yeah. He's, like, he's great. Like, he really is. And he's so smart. Like, I mean, this kid, I mean, he's going to be a dentist. I guess I never really told you about him.
Yeah, so what is his life?
He went to the University of Pitt. He played baseball. He was an athlete. He's a Christian. He was a part of some, like, Christian fellowship something of athletes. I don't even know. Yeah, he was really involved in college. And then he came back here to do dental school. And so right now he's in dental school. He's going to finish that. He's probably going to do a residency. And then he wants to own practices. And so right now him and his buddies own a practice, which is crazy.
So crazy.
Like, they haven't even graduated from medical school and they, like, own a practice. And they, like, hire dentists on underneath them. They have their own nonprofit. I feel like I know him so well that I'm, like, doing a terrible job at explaining this because I feel like I've explained this 1,020,000 times when you live in a house with eight girls.
I mean, yeah, of course.
And then having to explain it to my parents and, like, all this stuff. And so he's just, like, overall, and he's a family man. He loves kids. Like, he is just so cool.
How'd your parents take it?
So I'm going to sound like a crazy person. I'm actually a little nervous that him or his family is listening to this podcast right now. But I literally called my mom after maybe 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, mom, I'm getting married. That's how it was. And literally told my mom, like,
yeah,
hey, I just met my husband. And like, that's how that conversation went. I'm a little nervous that other people are listening to this podcast right now. But that's exactly how it went. Because I prayed about it. I feel like I've gotten clarity. That's why I'm like going into this relationship like head first.
Wow.
And I'm just like, mom, like I met the guy that I'm going to marry. Like, I
what
know.
What did you say?
And my mom's like, okay, Courtney. She's like, cool. But I have never went into a relationship being like, I am going to marry this kid. But I feel like I've gotten so much clarity. Also, there's so many signs from God. Like, for example, trains has always been the way that God has always spoken to me.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm confused or I just don't know what I'm doing, like, mm-hmm. God will send a train and I'll get stuck at the train tracks or something along those lines. Like, for example, if I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'll, like, hear a train or I'll end up taking the wrong road and I'll get stuck at the train track. And then I just feel like that's God's way of saying your life is on the right direction. Like, your life is going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're on the right track, you know?
Yeah.
Pun intended. And I just love it so much. And it was just crazy because I was like, oh, God, I don't know. Like, should I really, like, pursue this? Like, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I show up to his house, and what are the odds that he lives directly next to train tracks? And
barf
I was like,
everywhere.
I know, and, like, trains go by every, like, 30 minutes. Ooh. And I was like, this is insane.
No.
Also, he's from Pittsburgh, and I had just prayed to God, and I was like, God, like, I have a really hard time connecting with people who aren't from mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
Okay, best date so far. What was it?
My favorite date was, it was just so, I think it was like our third date. I went over to his house. I met his roommates. And then we went and he gave me an entire tour of where he lives in California.
So cute.
And it was so cool. He was showing me all of his favorite spots that he loves to study at and all this stuff. And then we went
and
to the grocery.
And he's a foodie.
He's such a foodie. And it's so perfect because I have a YouTube channel where I basically review food. And then he has an Instagram where he reviews food. And
Let's
so
go,
I was
Jesus.
Like, this is
I have
insane.
Great friends.
It's just crazy. And so then we went to the grocery store. We bought food and then we just cooked it together. And it was so perfect. It was so seamless where he was cooking and I was cooking. And, like, we never stepped over each other. Like, it was the perfect team.
Okay, so what'd you make?
So we just made this, like, green bean chicken tomato pesto dish. And it was really, it was amazing. And then, so then we sat. He, like, lit some candles and we, like, dimmed the room. And it was really cute, really romantic.
Oh
and then
gosh.
He was like, can I pray for us? And I was like, oh, of course you can. And so we did that. And then we just, like, sat on the couch and, like, watched a movie. And
what
then,
movie?
Actually, I think it was like a Scientology documentary, to
Not
be honest.
Not surprised. Not even surprised.
That was about it. And that was probably like my favorite one that we've had just because it was so seamless and so perfect.
Now knowing him better and knowing kind of like your strengths as a couple, what is the ideal date that you guys would go on? If you could create like the date, no budget, just like this would make him really happy. This would make me really happy. It would be like an explosion of just like total us fun.
No budget at all.
Yeah.
I would literally say going to Pittsburgh. I literally want to take a spontaneous trip where we go to Pittsburgh and then he knows the whole city of Pittsburgh like the back of his hand. I don't. I know the rural area.
Yeah,
I hate that word. I hate the word rural.
It's so weird.
Also, like I had a speech impediment until I was in like fifth grade. So I couldn't say my R's. And so this word is like a nightmare for me. Rural. I can't. I don't
it
even know.
It sounds great.
It's
you did
horrible.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so I know like the more country areas. Mm-hmm. Like I know like Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania and Grove mm-hmm. City and like Barkeyville and like all these like random places, right?
Yeah.
And then that's more my area. And so I would love to go rent a car.
Yeah.
He shows me all over Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And like he just shows me like all of that stuff because I don't really, even though I grew up there, I don't really know the city very much. And that's his place. He lived there for 5 years.
Jeez.
And so that's his thing. And then I would love to go and then I'd love to show him like the street that all of my family lives on. And I'd love to meet, like have him meet my family and like my uncles. All of my uncles right now are like, he's got to pass the uncle. Like they're like, he has to pass the uncle test. And they're like, does he know how to golf? I was like, no. They're like, what about fishing? I was like, no. And they're like, does he hunt? And I was like, he lives in California. I'm like, no. And just so interesting. Yes. And so I would love for him to just like go there and like go to like the family tradition, which only Slippery Rock people would really know what that is. And like, I would love to like take him there and just all of these like small town places or like the ice cream factory me and my mom used to walk to. We would have to walk 3.5 miles just to get to this tiny little ice cream factory where we would get ice cream and then we'd walk 3.5 miles back. And like we did that all summer, like when I was a kid. And so we would always do that. And like, I would love to just take him on a tour and show him my tiny little high school where I graduated with like 95 kids. That's and now it's like 88 because so many people have died. But yeah, it's so
rest in peace.
I know, it's so sad.
Sorry, everybody.
And I just think that that would be the perfect date to really get to know each other on a super intimate level.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I want to like sponsor this. I want it to be like Christmas, like soon.
It's going
to
be, I don't know, it's going to be so incredible.
Wait, can we also pause? You're spending Christmas with this family this year. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, I think it might just be Christmas Eve because we were talking about like, is it going to be like Christmas Eve into Christmas or is it going to be like blah, 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 blah? Because yeah. Basically my Christmas plans totally got canceled this year because of COVID and all this stuff so and then politics sad. And there's just a lot going on. And so, yeah, so basically he invited me over to spend Christmas with his family. So I got his like, oh, I don't know what I can say.
Just tell me. I need to know. What?
Basically, like I got all of them like Christmas gifts and I'm like super excited about it. And
what
I like,
did you get them?
I basically like, so I got this basket and so I like, it took me so long because I got this.
Is it
cute,
done?
Yeah.
So cute.
Oh my gosh, I know. And so I got him like this little basket that you can like hold blankets in, and then I also got them a blanket, and it's literally a cozy date night basket for his parents, and it has all different kinds of candy, a couple different kinds of popcorn, it has like these cute little Jesus mugs on them, and like
so
and
cute.
I like went full blown like on this gift, and I'm super happy with it because it's also a functional gift, like now they have like a place where they can like throw their throw blankets in it and all of that. And then his sister, I got her a purse and I filled it with like a bunch of like Tarte makeup and like a couple other things like that.
Okay. How old is the sister?
18.
So cute.
I know. Perfect. And so yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for that. Is there any other questions?
So many, but why don't we save them for next episode when I grill the shit out of it?
Oh my gosh, we totally forgot about that. So we are going to be doing an episode. Is it going to be next week? Do we want to do
next week? I think so, yeah, let's do it.
Next week, we're going to do an episode where Kaylee grills the shit of Caleb.
Buckle up.
And she's just going to grill him on like all things
Courtney.
Yeah.
All things former dating history.
And then I'm going to do the same
future
thing.
Future marriage plans. Like, you better sit
this
down,
is crazy.
My friend.
I basically, like, I'm giving her full reign to just go in and say whatever.
Which means she's giving us, close your ears, eyes. She's giving us, the Ordinary Girl Podcast family, full reign to go
in
on this man. So if you have any questions that you would like answered, no boundaries on Mr. Caleb himself, I will pick the best questions and make sure they get answered.
And then right after that one, I am going to grill the shit out of Luke. And this makes me so happy.
Done.
And I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, same.
Are they boyfriend, girlfriend? What the hell happened with the breakup?
Amen.
And I don't know. I'm confused. And I think you guys will be too. So we have a lot of questions.
We're going to get some clarity.
This is going to be so good. But we love you guys. We're going to end right here. I hope that you guys enjoyed my word vomit about this boy that I really like.
Just buckle up for some more. Let me just tell you.
Oh my gosh, this is about to be juicy.
We learn, like, relationships will teach us the most about ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Our relationship with God teaches us so much about ourselves. Our relationship with our family teaches us so much about ourselves. Our relationship with our friends. But a relationship with a significant other? Buckle up.
I kind of feel like
so much.
Kind of feel like we're recording a marriage counseling. Like, it's like you are our counselor.
That's
and
right.
Caleb's like going in, but it's all recorded.
Oh, yeah. This is
crazy.
Counseling. This is so good.
Done.
All right. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Ordinary Girl Podcast. If you want to stay up to date on all things ordinary or want to see behind the scenes action, follow us at Ordinary Girl Podcast on Instagram.